And the emergency triple team traffic coverage continues. Any relief out there, Ricky?
Not for Davis County drivers. The one good thing I'm seeing is northbound traffic, I-15. Speeds in Bountiful and Centerville are starting to improve. It's still very thick and heavy, and you may not be going the full speed limit, but you're at least moving a little bit better. But northbound Highway 80, northbound I-15 at the Highway 89 split in Farmington up through Layton Parkway, still just really bogged down. And northbound Highway 89 not seeing any kind of improvement with solid delays going from Farmington at Lagoon up through Kaysville. Len Thomas?
I-80 looking much better westbound I-80 as you head into Stansbury Park on SR-36. Just a little bit of slowing as you head into Stansbury there. Otherwise, eastbound 201 freeway is now open and flowing well either direction from Magna to downtown. Southbound I-15, the ride into Utah County, showing nice speeds, Bluffdale to Provo. And if you're heading to Moab, watch for a crash, US 191. It's southbound 9 miles south of Crescent Junction. Mark?
Got westbound delays on the south belt coming from I-15. You've got 5600 west delays going southbound to 201 as well. Legacy Parkway, where there had been some delays nearly all afternoon, coming back onto I-15. That looks a whole lot better right now. Salt Lake Gaming Con, June 2nd through 4th at Southtown Expo Center, featuring Microsoft PlayStation tournaments, demos, celebrities, and cosplay. Get tickets now at saltlakegamingcon.com. Mark Jackson and the KSL Traffic Center.